In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Dearly beloved, Christ our Lord says in the last chapter of Matthew, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit." In the last chapter of Mark, our Lord promises, "Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved." And the Apostle Peter has written, "Baptism now saves you." The Word of God also teaches that we are all conceived and born sinful and under the power of the devil until Christ claims us as his own. "Therefore, depart, you unclean spirit, and make room for the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen." Receive the sign of the cross both upon your forehead and upon your heart to mark you as one redeemed by Christ the crucified. Let us pray. O Almighty and Eternal God, Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray on behalf of your servant Sophia, who asks for the gift of your baptism and desires your eternal grace through spiritual rebirth. Receive her, Lord, according to your promise. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. Now give her your blessing, who asks, and open the door to her who knocks, so that she may obtain the eternal blessing of this heavenly bath and receive the promised kingdom that you give through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty and eternal God, according to your strict judgment, you condemned the unbelieving world through the flood. Yet according to your great mercy, you preserved believing Noah and his family, 8 souls in all. You drowned hard-hearted Pharaoh and all his host in the Red Sea, yet led your people Israel through the water on dry ground, foreshadowing this washing of your holy baptism. Through baptism in the Jordan of your beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, you sanctified and instituted all waters to be a blessed flood and a washing away of sin. We pray that you would behold Sophia according to your boundless mercy and bless her with true faith by the Holy Spirit. And through this saving flood, all sins in her which have been inherited from Adam, which she herself has committed since, would be drowned and die. Grant that she be kept safe and secure in the holy ark of the Christian Church, being separated from the multitude of unbelievers, and serving your name at all times with a fervent spirit and a joyful hope, so that with all believers in your promise she would be declared worthy of eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. They brought young children to Jesus that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come unto me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Assuredly, I say to you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will by no means enter into it." And he took them up in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them. Let us pray together the Lord's Prayer over Sophia. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Sophia, do you renounce the devil?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his works?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you renounce all his ways?
Yes, I renounce him.
Do you believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and was buried? He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
Yes, I believe.
Do you believe in the Holy Ghost?
Yes, I
the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting?
Yes, I believe.
Sophia, do you desire to be baptized?
Yes, I do.
Sophia, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Almighty God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has given you the new birth of water and of the Spirit, and has forgiven you all your sins, strengthen you with his grace to life everlasting. Amen. Peace be with you. Amen. We continue with the intro. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place.
And bless the Lord.
May the Lord bless you from Zion.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Let all the earth fear the Lord.
All the inhabitants of the world stand in awe.
Glory be to the Father.
Glory be to God on high, and on
the Lord be with you. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you reign among us by the preaching of your cross. Forgive your people their offenses, that we, being governed by your bountiful goodness, may enter at last into your eternal paradise. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Testament reading for the last Sunday of the church year is from Malachi, chapter 3. Your words have been hard against me, says the Lord, but you say, how have we spoken against you? You have said, it is in vain to serve God. What is the profit of our keeping his charge, or of walking as if mourning before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the arrogant blessed. Evildoers not only prosper, but they put God to the test, and they escape. Then those who feared the Lord spoke with one another. The Lord paid attention and heard them, and a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord and esteemed his name. They shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. Then once more you shall see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between one who serves God and one who does not serve him. This is the word of the Lord. The epistle is from Colossians chapter 1. He has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. Whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things were created through him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in everything he might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether on earth or in heaven, making peace by the blood of his cross. This is the word of the Lord. These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation.
They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb.
Blessed are those whose strength is in you.
In whose heart are the highways to Zion.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 23rd chapter. There followed Jesus a great multitude of people and of women who were mourning and lamenting for him. But turning to them, Jesus said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed.' Then they will begin to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Cover us.' For if they do these things when the wood is green, what will happen when it is dry?" Two others, who were criminals, were led away to be put to death with him. And when they came to the place that is called the Skull, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on his right and one on his left. And Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they cast lots to divide his garments. And the people stood by, watching. But the rulers scoffed at him, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one." The soldiers also mocked him, coming up and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was also an inscription over him, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who were hanged railed at him, saying, "Are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other rebuked him, saying, "Do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." And he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And he said to him, "Truly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Here endeth the gospel. I believe in God the Father.
name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. How incredible is the juxtaposition presented to us today in our epistle text and our gospel text. He is the image of the invisible God, and yet he marches condemned by his own people who say, God is our God, to the lamentations of the women of Jerusalem. By him all things were created, in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. And yet the soldiers mock him. If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself. All the while they offer him sour wine, and his attendants are common criminals on his left and his right. All things were created through him and for him, and yet he is not enthroned in grandeur. He is not on a golden ivory throne, but upon the wood which he himself created, saying, let the earth sprout vegetation, plants yielding seed, and fruit trees bearing fruit, in which is their seed, each according to its kind. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And yet the rulers scoff at him, saying, he saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, his chosen one. In him all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. But he was despised and hated and persecuted by men who were supposed to be made after his own image. This juxtaposition is a wonderful revelation of the God whose chief glory is in the salvation of sinners, who chooses the cross as his throne for our salvation, while we were yet still his enemies. The triune God, the Father, who has delivered us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And what a fitting meditation it is for this, the last Sunday of the church year. We have this juxtaposition, these two great pillars of Christ in his eternal glory and Godhead, and the suffering servant despised and rejected. And so too we have the two great pillars of law and gospel, those two words that God speaks so clearly laid out in our gospel text. We have God's true and just judgment upon sin, but also the revelation of God's great mercy and how he himself, in his Son, overcomes sin for us. Last week, Christ our Lord foretold of a twofold judgment. The first would come in the destruction of the temple and Jerusalem. But this judgment of Israel for rejecting their Messiah who had come to bring them peace was a figure and a foreshadowing, an image of the second judgment that comes at the end of the age upon all peoples of the earth. For all are accountable to God, and none can justify themselves before his righteous throne. That theme is not lost in today's text. When the women of Jerusalem mourned and lamented, seeing his grisly figure so deformed by slap and whip and scourge, Jesus responds with this shocking statement. Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For behold, the days are coming when they will say, blessed are the barren, and the wombs that never bore, and the breasts that never nursed. The word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and so Jesus' words are sharp and cut right to the heart. Their weeping is not true repentance. It is performative, hair disheveled, faces streaked, voices raised in lament. Tears flow, but faith does not follow. In a culture in which public grief was expected, for some it was shallow, it was all show. For others, surely it was true grief. But they grieve the sight of suffering. They do not grieve the sin that caused it. They pity our Lord. They do not seek his pity. Repentance would see the Lord walking to Golgotha and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner, and turn from the cloud and cling to the mangled king they have not turned to Christ in faith. They only mourn in grief over the suffering that they see. And so their grief is not true grief. And so Jesus speaks once again of the destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. They will begin to say to the mountains, fall on us, and to the hills, cover us. He speaks the law to them, judgment and wrath, to drive them from their feigned grief to true grief. True grief over their sins and the hardness of heart that has rejected him. True repentance, so that they might turn and be saved. He does not need their pity, for by him all things were created in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible. All things were created through him and for him. He does not need their pity, but we all need his. And even while he speaks harshly to the women, he does so out of love, for he has taken pity. Pity on them, pity on us, pity on our whole fallen race. And thus, so moved by his great mercy, he continues his march to the cross. There, crucified between two criminals, the Lord of glory executed as a slave. He's mocked, mocked by soldiers, mocked by the rulers of the people, mocked even by the guy dying on his left. He saved others. Let him save himself if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one. But he would not, because he is the Christ, the anointed of God, the chosen one, elected for this very purpose, not to save himself, but to save those who could not save themselves. He came to deliver us from the domain of darkness, the dominion of sin, the dominion of death, the dominion of our own rebellion by his suffering and death. Dismas, the good thief, as church tradition so calls him, has it exactly right in his rebuke of the other Gestus, according to tradition. Do you not fear God? Dismas says. Even without faith, a wholesome fear of God does us much good. Indeed, how much better would our world be, our country be, our families be, if we only took stock and feared the Lord's wrath over sin. If only for purely selfish reasons we would live in a near earthly paradise. But Dismas goes on, do you not fear God, since you are under the same sentence of condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we are receiving the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong. He is innocent, even more so. He is the innocent one, the righteous one, and yet he is under our condemnation. The condemnation that we deserve, not just condemned by the Sanhedrin, not just condemned by Rome, but the full condemnation of God's holy law. He is stricken for our transgressions, wounded for our sins. Upon him is the chastisement of us all. And here we see the true picture of faith, not the performative weeping of the women of Jerusalem, nor the extraordinary hardness of heart of Gestas, who even mocks the Christ while dying on a cross. But Dismas beholds him in whom all the fullness of God was pleased to dwell. He beholds the man Jesus, bloodied and crucified, and says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom. Lord, have mercy on me, a sinner. He came to deliver us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to his kingdom. In him we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And so even as Jesus prays, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do, for those who crucify and mock him. He says to the thief, truly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. No time to make satisfactions for his sins, no time to amend his ways, but beholding Christ crucified, in faith alone, Dismas will be saved. The Lord has spoken it shall be done according to his word. Jesus is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead. Where the head goes, so does the body. And so this word that he speaks to Dismas, he speaks also to you. He speaks to you today, Sophia. In the waters of holy baptism, Christ has spoken to you, claimed you, given you the forgiveness of sins, taken you to his kingdom, brought you into his holy body, the church, and makes his promise to you, as he has made to the good thief and to all of us who are in him by faith. You will be with me in paradise. He has made peace by the blood of his cross, and nothing can snatch us from his hands. And so it is, by his grace, in everything, he is preeminent and glorified, glorified in his salvation of sinners. In the name of Jesus, the crucified King of glory. Amen. You may rise for the offertory. Let us pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. O Lord, grant that we may rejoice in Christ who displays his kingly reign first from the cross and on whom we wait for the revelation of all that is to come, that we may enter into our eternal rest by the merits of Christ alone. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, bless this congregation and your whole church with faithful pastors and church workers who speak without embarrassment or apology the gospel of Christ crucified and risen. Grant that we, as we hear of this gospel, may respond with thanksgiving. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, by Christ's atoning death, we are spared as the sons and estimated as treasured possessions of the Father. Bless all Christian homes, that as the children of your kingdom, we would grow in fear of the Lord and esteem of your name, serve you faithfully, and walk in your charge undismayed by the prosperity of the wicked until all is revealed at the last day. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, let the earth fear you, and all the world's inhabitants stand in awe of you, your Christ. For you alone, with the Holy Spirit, are King of kings and Lord of lords. Preserve those who fear and serve you in this fallen world. Maintain good government among us. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. For your kingdom is not of this world, and our citizenship is with you in heaven. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, grant healing and peace to all those afflicted in body and mind. Relieve the suffering, give peace to the dying, comfort those who grieve, and protection to those who serve. Especially we pray for Pauline, Kelly, Sean, Cindy, Pam, Jared and Brenna, Kathy, Angie, Jordan and Aubrey, that in their need you may be their strength and peace. Lord, in your mercy. O Lord, preserve your people from all temptations and amid all trials, lest they give into the power of evil or despair. Grant that your people be bold and faithful witnesses to those around them. Lord, in your mercy. O Christ, our King, in your blood the saints of all ages wash their robes and find entrance into paradise with you. Bring us also with them out of death and the grave and into the resurrection and eternal life at the last day, when we will see you crowned with glory. For you are the Lamb who was slain and now lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Lord, who has caused all holy scriptures to be written for our learning, grant that we may in such wise hear them, read, mark, learn, and inwardly digest them, that by patience and comfort of thy holy word we may embrace and ever hold fast the blessed hope of everlasting life, which thou hast given us in our Savior Jesus Christ, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Blessed last Sunday of the church year to all. Looking forward to the beginning of Advent. Of course, I think the Christmas season is one of the favorites of many of us. And so it will be a joy as we enter into Advent to begin looking forward to the coming of our King. First, stepping into the place of Old Testament Israel and looking forward to his birth. But also as the church today, remembering that he is going to come again in glory and that he comes to us regularly here on the altar and in his word. First off, of course, we want to give congratulation and thanks for the baptism of Sophia this morning, baptized into Christ this Lord's Day. We ask that you all keep her in your prayers, that she will be sustained in this faith, and also for her sponsor, Angie, that she will keep Sophia in her prayers and lead her through confirmation and to the faithful reception of the Lord's Supper to follow. So thanks be to God, another child of God born this morning and brought into our communion. Advent cookie sign-up sheets are posted on the bulletin. Please sign up to bring cookies. One of the many, not the point of Advent, not the point of Christmas, the cookies, but we like them. So please sign up to bring some cookies. Operation Christmas Child, your boxes can be dropped off today. There will be no CWS this week for Thanksgiving, but we will have Thanksgiving service at 10 a.m. on Thursday, so come and receive the Lord's gifts on Thanksgiving. The best way to spend Thanksgiving is to give thanks to God, and particularly in the Eucharist, the great Thanksgiving, to receive that greatest blessing, the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of our sins. And the practices for the Christmas recital are coming up. The details on that are in the bulletin. The gift cards are going to be due next week. Ladies' Aid RSVPs are available in the usher stand for the Christmas dinner. They are due by December 7th, so we all know how much food to bring. So sign up for that if you are a lady. I get the privilege of only being the only man who gets to go to the Ladies' Aid Christmas dinner as pastor, one of the perks. And then the nominating committee will be meeting in the parish hall after service. So if you're part of the nominating committee, please join over there. And Caleb read for us the first time this morning. We all know he can read now. So he's passed the first test. He is literate. So is there any announcements that I have missed this morning? Okay. Depart in peace.